From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The German Chancellor addresses her own parliament on Brexit. Following Britain's historic vote to leave the EU, European leaders have begun to address how their relationship with their soon-to-be former teammate will evolve. Germany's Angela Merkel addressed the German parliament today. She said it's not a contradiction that Germany and the EU will have negotiations based on their own interests. It means that the achievements of the European Union cannot be questioned by a third state. She said that though Britain will lose the privileges that come with being an EU member, it will remain a close ally in NATO. She also warned that the EU must not lose sight of the pressing issues such as migrant crisis, but instead grow even stronger together and prevent further breakup. Prime Minister of the UK, David Cameron, continues with his apprehensions speaking to Parliament yesterday.
Of course, I don't take back what I said about the risks. It is going to be difficult. We've already seen that there are going to be adjustments within our economy, complex constitutional issues, and challenging new negotiation to undertake with Europe.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Police say a grenade exploded inside a Malaysian cafe early Tuesday, injuring 8 people. They say the victims were among nearly 24 people up late watching the Euro 2016 soccer games. They've not yet established a motive for the incident, but they have ruled out terrorism, indicating instead it may be the result of a personal or a business feud. Supporters of gun control in the U.S. are applauding a majority decision by the Supreme Court not to loosen federal restrictions to prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling on Monday was a victory for gun control advocates who have increased their efforts following this month's mass shooting at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for several bombings Monday that killed at least 42 people in southern Yemen. Yemen's years of instability, including the current conflict between the government and the Houthi rebels, have allowed militant groups to control parts of the country and carry out attacks. The United States is leading peace talks with the goal of creating a new unity government that can reestablish control in Yemen, but so far there's been no agreement. The Kremlin says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of the plane was killed. A spokesman for Erdogan says he wants to restore friendly relations with Turkey and Russia. Mr. Putin had said that sanctions would be lifted if Mr. Erdogan personally apologized, but there's no indication Monday that these sanctions would end. U.S. authorities are finalizing plans to address possible violence at the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions. A handful of scuffles involving protesters have occurred at rallies for presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump, and officials are planning for the possibility of more at the convention in Cleveland next month. In the meantime, presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has gotten the support of Senator Elizabeth Warren, who introduced Ms. Clinton at a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio yesterday. This is Mrs. Clinton.
I want to thank her for fighting every single day for families like hers, families like yours, and millions of hardworking Americans who deserve to have more folks on their side.
Now, there's been some speculation that Senator Warren might be on a list of possible vice presidential candidates, but the Clinton camp is not speaking publicly about that. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama continues her 6-day trip promoting education for girls in Morocco today. Mrs. Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday, part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. The U.S. First Lady is traveling with her teenage daughters and her mother. Their 6-day trip also includes a stop in Spain. Obama's Let Girl Learn initiative addresses obstacles such as forced marriage, poverty, and violence that keep more than 62 million girls globally out of school. And Amnesty International says that a vast majority of incarcerated Mexican women face sexual torture during arrest and in the hours following. In a report released today, Amnesty detailed interviews and testimonies of 100 jailed Mexican women. 72 of them said that they were sexually abused during or soon after their arrest, and 33 reported being raped. The report found that most of the women in Mexican prisons were first-time offenders, low-income, and perhaps victims of an upswing in arrests related to the war on drugs. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.